Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. Governor Murphy went down the shore to see firsthand if people are following his guidelines as beaches are open this holiday weekend. He tweeted, "Lots of folks wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and responsibly enjoying our beautiful shore this Memorial Day weekend." Murphy appeared on CNN's State of the Union.
"For the most part, folks have been extraordinary in doing the right thing in the state now for going on 2.5+ months. And I fully expect that'll continue on the beaches, even when Mother Nature begins to cooperate with good weather."
Sea Isle City Mayor Lenny Desiderio tells NBC 10 they're constantly reminding people what they should be doing.
"The PA system will be announcing social distancing. There are signs. We're going to have banner planes in Sea Isle City that are going to remind people of the rules. Social distancing, stay 6 feet apart, wear your mask."
New Jersey health officials say the number of deaths associated with the coronavirus in the state now tops 11,000. The state health department reported 96 more deaths Sunday. Governor Wolf says Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs could move into the yellow phase of his reopening plan on June 5th. KYW's Justin Udo checked in with a business in Delaware County about preparations they're making.
Barbara Weicker is lucky to be one of the four takeout preppers at the Fallcroft Diner. That's because the restaurant had to close for a month and a half before reopening and laying off more than 24 waiters and waitresses, something management said they had to do in order to keep their business afloat under the governor's mandate.
"It's a bit of a relief, but it's not the same as if I was working."
Weicker has her sights set on the county moving to the yellow phase on June 5th. That's because it means the region will be one step closer to the green phase when they will be able to reopen their dine-in services.
"Stressful, very stressful, not knowing when money was coming in."
From partitions to closed-off areas, Wilker says they are already working on being able to reopen their dine-in area.
"Well, it's definitely going to be an adjustment. Excited to get back to work."
Indoor shopping is allowed but discouraged during the yellow phase, and curbside pickup is preferred. The Philadelphia Parking Authority has given the city a 50-page playbook detailing how it plans to reopen from the COVID-19 shutdown. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports some operations are set to resume June 1st.
Executive Director Scott Petry says the PPA will begin charging at its parking garages again on June 1st with a tentative plan to resume on-street enforcement by mid-July. He says employees will return in phases with no more than 50% of the staff reporting per day.
"We have 1,000 employees. We have a duty and responsibility to try as best we can to protect them."
Deputy Director Rick Dixon led a pandemic team to formulate new procedures.
"Shifts are being separated by 1 hour so the roll call rooms can be cleaned in between shifts. Each employee will have a temperature screening to ensure that they're healthy coming into the workplace."
The PPA is also exploring web-based hearings and wider use of the Meter Up phone app so drivers don't have to touch kiosks to pay for parking, among other steps. Petri estimates the PPA has been losing $11 million a month during the shutdown. Could a return to in-person classes at schools involve testing students and staff for coronavirus? KYW's Mike DiNardo put that question to Philadelphia's schools chief.
Superintendent William Heights says he'll never say never, but he says it's unlikely that students and staff will undergo school-based COVID-19 testing should there be an in-person return to classes.
"I do envision just maintaining data about young people and their temperatures each day and those types of things that will give us information. I'm not so sure about the testing and whether or not we will have the ability to do that."
Heights says by mid-June, administrators hope to have a framework in place to analyze three scenarios: a full return to schools with social distancing measures, a return of some grade levels, or a continuation of online learning.
Heights says in consultation with the city and state health departments, the district aims to plan for one of those options by the middle of July. Frontline workers are being honored and thanked for their service in a number of ways. A jewelry store in Westchester is giving away a diamond bracelet. KYW's Mike Daugherty has the details on how you can nominate your hometown hero.
"Doctors, nurses, paramedics, and retail employees have helped us get through this pandemic. Lisa and Ivan Kaplan from Kaplan's Fine Jewelry in Westchester want to honor somebody who went above and beyond."
"It's so important right now. Every bit of positive energy that we can get to share with everyone, I think, is going to be really special."
So they're giving away a bracelet valued at about $600. The winner will get to pick from a couple of equally priced options.
"The staff at the store is going to judge the submission.
Send an email to heroes@kaplanfinejewelry.com to brag about your hometown hero.
We're so excited to read them and share their stories with other people.
The person who nominates the winner gets a $100 gift certificate. And that's the All Local. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.